Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross at Fightful.com here with a name you know. You're going to see him at Blood and Guts, May 5th, AEW on TNT. We got Sammy Guevara. Sammy, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm talking to you, doing a lot better, you know?
I appreciate that. That means a lot. I mean, you've got a very, very big week ahead of you. Would you call this the biggest match of your career?
Man, I don't know. It's definitely a huge match. It's quite possibly one of the biggest. I mean, there's been a lot of big moments in AEW, but I feel like this is another test for me. Everything's been a little test here in AEW. The first match on Dynamite. First stay in Stampede, all this, that, the other. But yeah, this is a big moment for sure.
And there was a line in the exchange, the parlay, where it was mentioned you haven't wrestled in a while. And this is very uncharacteristic of you, especially considering, I mean, like even a couple years before AEW, you were heavily booked on the independent circuit. Is this the longest you've went without wrestling in your career, or is it up there?
Man, it's probably the longest I've been out of the ring since 2011. Yeah, 2011, that was my first year. And so I was barely wrestling once a month, maybe if that, and trying to get booked anywhere I could. So it's kind of crazy now that I'm on national television that it's like I'm out of the ring, making more money than I've ever made, but I'm wrestling the least I've ever wrestled, basically.
So this Blood and Guts match, what we know is it's definitely a new match type for AEW. Double ring, double cage. Have you ever wrestled in a double ring before? I mean, I know there's some interesting setups out on the independent circuit. Sometimes you might be in like a battle royal where they do a two-ring battle royal or something.
It's funny because I was about to say, no, I never have. But yeah, I was actually in a battle royale, which was double ring back in 2018, I believe.
Man, and even before AEW, I know that you did some Aralucha stuff. I had actually reached out to you at one point because I was like a sarcastic investor in Aralucha.
Hey, man, if you wanted some CBD, yes. I think that's what they do now.
They hit me up and they offered me some CBD. But I mean, like you were, I remember when you were announced as one of the signings, everybody was like, well, he's TV ready now. What kind of transition did you make into AEW? Like, I know that there are some things to learn, obviously, early in your career, but like, how much of the TV method of wrestling did you know before you hit AEW?
So I got the opportunity to wrestle for Lucha Underground, MLW, couple of did Impact once or twice. So I had a little bit of experience, but it was definitely an adjustment. I think just even how you put a match together, it's like, all right, we got this much time, and then we go to break, and then we got this much time. So it's like completely different, especially just from like an independent standpoint, where it's just like, hey, you got 15 minutes, but it really doesn't matter if you go 20 or whatever. Like, no one's really going to yell at you. But now if you go over on your time, like, you're screwing up other people's TV time. So it was definitely an adjustment for sure.
Who would you say that you've learned from the most in AEW? Because there are a lot of really great coaches. I hear people, like, glow about Jerry Lynn an awful lot.
Man, there's been so many guys. Jericho, of course. My father figure himself, the Sex God member. Jericho has been the man. He's tried to help me as much as he could, or as much as he can, whenever he can. You know, he was complimenting my promo this past Wednesday. He was like, man, you've come a long way. Because he would always make fun of the ones I would do on Dark, because I'm doing them after my match. So, I'm blown up. I'm tired. And he'd be like, hey, man, stop doing that heavy breathing before your promos. I'm like, I'm actually breathing because I can't breathe because I'm blown up. And so he was like, look, you finally did one where you're not heavy breathing. I'm like, it's because I didn't wrestle, Chris. That's what it is. I can talk normally. I just don't get the opportunity very often.
So you've got this big match, Blood and Guts, this week. I just want to know if you've recovered mentally and emotionally from Masvidal getting knocked out and you being there to witness it firsthand in brutal fashion.
Bro, why you gotta remind me, dude? The night was going so great.
Perfect night, bro, of UFC. What a night that was.
Dude, what a night to be back in front of a full crowd. Like, that was that. No, there was no boring fights. It was insanity. And yeah, for my boy Masvidal to get done like that, it was very depressing to watch live. Yeah. I was in the American Top Team's suite. And I was talking to Dan Lamberg, and I was like, yo, what's going to happen? I even got him in the vlog. I'm like, what's going to happen? He's like, Masvidal's getting the belt. I'm like, yeah, he is. And him and I both just crying at the end of the night, you know?
Oh, man. Dan Lambert's a good guy. Like, he's one of those guys that when we speak to him, he doesn't realize he's giving us wrestling scoops, but he does accidentally sometimes because he's connected with so many different people.
Yeah.
I mean, again, that was a very good night to be there live. UFC,
they couldn't have had a better night
in front of fans. They couldn't have had a better return.
100% agree, man. Because I imagine if especially with Usman's style, like imagine if he would have done what he did last year against Masvidal the first time. You know, he would have got booed out of the building. But it's like you can't not respect the guy now, you know. I was with Marco. Marco was so upset too. We were both going for Masvidal. But it's like, hey, he got beat fair and square, man. What can you say?
Yeah. And we mentioned that how like the crowd will affect things there for UFC fighters. And during this period of the pandemic, we've heard fighters say, oh, I heard Daniel Cormier criticizing my game and I've adjusted. Is that something that like as wrestlers, like I know commentary's way further back in AEW than it is in other companies, but are you noticing little things more? Like you hearing like Austin Gunn at ringside and being like, man, shut up.
You cannot hear Austin Gunn. You cannot not hear Austin Gunn. Thank God for that kid. I don't pay attention to too much other than the job that's in front of me, which is to entertain the people watching, regardless if it's my fellow coworkers ringside or the people watching at home. I think just the weirdest one was the one show we did where there was no people at all. The one where I wrestled Kenny Omega, because that one you could hear all the bumps, you can hear just the nothingness. That one was definitely an experience that I don't want to do again. I've wrestled in front of no people in the independents. I didn't think I'd be doing it here in AEW, but hey, we're making the most out of it, I guess.
So I've got some reader questions, and I'm gonna add some degree of anonymity to these people, because you know, I don't want any retribution from you, Sammy. We've got a Fuego del S who has submitted a question, and he says, again, completely anonymous. Why does
Sammy, I wonder who that could be.
Why does Sammy snore so loud?
This could be from Fuego. It could also be from my girlfriend Pam. I don't know. I'll just put my own thing. I tumble and I'll say it's because I work so damn hard. You know, I'm the hardest worker that there is. So then, when it's finally time to sleep, I'm out. I'm out like a rock because I need that rest. You know.
This one ain't a good one. This one, again, completely anonymous from a Maxwell Jacob F.
Oh, dude, that guy sounds like a piece of shit.
His question seems like it, too. He says, Sammy, what is it like being the sixth best high flyer in AEW?
I don't know. I guess I answer his question with a question. How does it feel to just not be good at all in general? Not a good talker. I mean, okay, all right.
How do you know if this person isn't good? You don't know him. This person's completely anonymous.
Well, his name reminds me of a different name. So, look, I'll say this to this Maxwell guy. You're pretty good at one thing, and that's just kissing ass, all right? That's all you're good at, and that is probably why you're promoted the way you are. And, hey, hats off to you. I personally couldn't do that. Because I like to actually earn what I get, you know? I've done that my entire career. But, hey, hats off to you for not doing that and taking the easy way. And, hey, man, hats off to you.
I mean, obviously, that name is very similar to Maxwell Jacob Friedman. He'll be in AEW Blood and Guts May 5th. You have...
Unfortunately. Yeah, imagine if we would have had... Imagine if we took out Max and we put, like, Rey Fénix. Double rings... Imagine what Rey Fénix could do in that. Imagine if we took out, like, FTR and we put, like, Jungle Boy. We put Darby. We put some guys that can actually go and do cool stuff. We take out Sean Spears. We put Ricky Starks. Like, imagine what we could do in a match with guys that could really, really go.
Are you saying the Pinnacle are boring wrestlers?
Dude, I mean, it makes sense they're all together because all of them put me to sleep.
Wow, fantastic. Well, you have
worked. It's not fantastic. It's unfortunate.
No, it's don't you understand? It's fantastic for me because of a headline. No. That's why it's fantastic.
No, bro. It's awful. I went into this year thinking, okay, I'm going to go for championships. I'm going to go for the titles. Darby's got the belt right now. We can renew that rivalry. Instead, I'm stuck wrestling these guys, these top guys, these boring guys.
Man, well, I mean, you speak about earning things. You've definitely earned a following for your vlog. I mean, that thing has especially exploded over the last year, and you were doing this long before. You were really one of the first people to kind of bring that back. I mean, we've seen them in the past, but you were doing a lot of skits and stuff like that. Has there ever been a situation where, like, you're backstage and they're like, hey, man, calm it down? Because, like, we even hear it on BTE. Like, you'll hear people be like, shut up, we're filming over here, like, type of thing.
Yeah, me and Brandon Cutler got in trouble a couple weeks ago. We were filming something for the BTE title, and we had no place to film because it was so loud, and the show was going on. So we just went in the announcer's dressing room because, mm-hmm. you know, it's not going to take that long. We're just going in there. The show's going on. Taz walks in. Excalibur walks in, like, no one was walking in, and then all of a sudden, it's like, as soon as we started filming, people start walking in, then we got kicked out of there, we filmed somewhere else, and then I guess they were trying to film something for, like, Road 2 or something, and they were like, yeah, so they were getting all pissed off at us that day, yeah.
And then, of course...
But screw it, man, I gotta make that content, you know, screw them.
You gotta. And sometimes that makes good content if you're able to catch that on there. Because people know the sacrifices you're making in order to entertain them. And, I mean, that's been something that you guys have done. I mean, it's helped develop a following for Fuego. As talented as the guy is, it's shown people another side of him as well.
Yeah, Fuego, of QT, of, like, a bunch of guys that maybe people don't get to see much of on TV or get to see as much as their personalities. With the vlog, with BTE, it's like we get to show this other side to guys that you normally don't get to see. And then it's like, oh, wow, this guy's actually a lot funnier, a lot more, you know, whatever it is. He's more than what I thought he was. So that's what I like about the vlog personally. It's like, you know, I get to show Marco's great singing ability. And like, you know, then he got to sing on Dark and then all this different stuff, you know. And there's a lot of fun stuff coming. Fun fact, not actually that fun, though. This week's vlog, I accidentally deleted it.
Now, I went to it. It was your pinned tweet. And I went to it. I was like, oh, I need to catch up before our interview. And it was gone.
It's gone. Oh, dude. So I hit up Jeff Jones. He knows some people from the YouTube. I'm hoping they'll come through. I sent them the links. Hopefully they can bring it back. If not, I don't know if I'm going to just re-upload it or I'll just make next week's vlog like a super long vlog and put both of them in there.
There's got to be some fan somewhere that has like downloaded it at the very least. Like
I have it.
Okay.
I have it.
You just like,
because if I re-upload it, people have already watched it. So, you know, you're not going to get the same amount of views. And then the algorithm, it's going to be like, your video's doing really poorly. I'm like, I know YouTube. It's because it's the second time people are seeing this.
Yep. I know the struggle. This is why you got to clickbait titles and stuff like that, because you have to appeal it to
add
YouTube.
The arrows.
Yeah.
All that.
YouTube loves the clickbait stuff. They encourage it. Like I tried to be like, man. I'm going to be a straightforward journalist. No, YouTube will not let you. They won't.
Dude, I hate doing it, but sometimes I make myself laugh at the thumbnails I make. It's ridiculous. And I try to have fun with it.
Yeah, whenever there's like some controversy, I find the like most curious looking Tony Khan thumbnail. And he's like it's him in a scrum telling us, huh?
Yeah. Dude, I was doing that too. I was having my face like right on the side of whatever's going on, you know?
And I've learned from some of my fellow media members in the UK, like they take their pictures, they do special photo shoots for it where they're like this.
Yeah. Oh, you got to. Yeah.
I'm so removed from the game. I didn't even know. Has there been something on the vlog that you've really wanted to make happen, but haven't? And I don't want necessarily to give something away that might still be able to happen, but you're like, well, there's no way that'll ever be able to happen now.
Well, man, there's so many things I want to do with it. If we can get a certain someone a contract, that'd be great. I don't know if it's possible, but hey, man, we'll do our best, you know?
Who are we talking about here?
Dude, I don't know. You may have asked the question a second ago.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Well, I mean, needless to say, Sammy Guevara's had some controversy this
year.
You
don't say.
A little bit. There was word that maybe you were going to walk through a forbidden door, go over to Impact, and it didn't happen.
Oh, shit.
Anything you can add to that? I understand if you don't want to. That's fine.
Nah, man. I got no real... I'm not going to go too much into it, but it's like, yeah, there was...
You punched Scott DeMore in the face. That's what happened. You fought Scott DeMore.
Yeah, so I went over there. I punched Scott DeMore. I said, I'm not doing none of your creative. Screw everybody. Nah. Now we're just, you know, it's business at the end of the day. What was presented, this I didn't see it working for me. I still wish nothing but the best for Impact and everybody out there. I didn't put no information out online, you know, and I know there's only a certain amount of people that knew certain information. So the information that was put out online is only coming from one side. I wish we could have kept it more just close-knit instead of having to make it everybody's business, because I don't feel like it wasn't necessary for everybody to know any of this stuff.
Sure.
So that's why I started trolling on the vlog. I'm like, because then certain things are coming out where I'm like, yo, this is not true at all. So I'm like, you know, don't believe everything you read online. But hey, man, it all is what it is. We all could have handled things better. But that's life in general, man. You live, you learn, you grow and go.
And it seems like the talent over there is still keen on the idea of possibly working with you. I think Ace Austin said a couple weeks ago, man, I'd love to work with Sammy. He's great. So, I mean, it seems like all is smooth. And when I reached out to Impact, they were like, no, it's good. We get it. We understand. So, I mean, seems like all is well.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. Like I have a lot of friends over there, like Trey Miguel, Ace Austin. Like, there's plenty of dudes over there that I love to wrestle. I've wrestled before in the independents. Like, you know, we were all on similar shows together not very long ago. So, like, yeah, either it's going to happen over there, it's going to happen here, or it's going to happen in a random show somewhere. We're all going to wrestle each other.
Did you see that picture Trey Miguel posted yesterday?
With him in his back?
With him and that chicken sandwich.
Oh, yeah, that was a big, thick sandwich, man. I was jealous.
He got buried for that. I mean, you got to know better. Come on, Trey. Come on, Trey.
What were people burying him just because he's eating a chicken sandwich?
Because he posed with it. He posed with a giant chicken sandwich. Chris Bay took him to task for it.
Oh, man.
Just buried
him. Here's the thing. I make a lot of dumb poses for photos, so I can't really talk too much, you know?
Do you remember when, like, people were taking mirror selfies with their iPad and it looked like they had, like, cookie sheets in their hands?
Yeah. Those are great.
It took up half the picture. Well,
there you go.
As we wrap up, obviously, again, Blood and Guts, May 5th. I've seen you retweeting an awful lot of people buying your action figure. I mean, that's got to be something very cool to experience.
Dude,
having your own action
figure.
It's insane.
It's insane, man. Now I just need to get in the video game. I need to win a belt. And then, dude, I did it, you know? But I don't know when the game's coming out exactly. So if I can get another figure before the end of the year, I'll be pretty set.
So when they're setting up your figure, like, obviously they got to scan you and stuff like that. Do they reach out to you or anything, or do they pretty well have all the supplies they need to create that figure?
So they scanned me so long ago. Like, this was either, I think this was at All Out, the first one, not All In. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, they scanned me and a bunch of other people, and behind the scenes. So my figure is supposed to come with two heads, but I guess I made a dumb face in my normal. I know me doing posed photos is never the best, but if it's an action shot, then it's real pretty. But when I have to pose, it's never pretty. So I did the one with the tongue out. That's the one they used. But me just doing a normal face, it came out weird. I looked really Asian. It was like, it didn't look like Sammy Guevara. And so they were like, hey, we're just going to use one head. I was like, all right, whatever.
That's wild. For the video game, was it the same set of scans, or did they do that like separately, or have you all not even done that yet?
I think I just did some head scans for that recently. Okay. I'm wondering, like, do y'all just know how to make my body? Like, I don't know, man. I better be in this video game. That's all I know.
We see on, like, community creations for a lot of video games, they make things more accurate by hand than a lot of stuff that's even scanned in. Like, it's
right.
Crazy what people are able to do these days. It's unreal. And I know the Virtual Basement video game, they're doing all their stuff by hand too. So I would imagine with the type of budget that AEW is going to have and the developers they have, I get the feeling they're going to do something pretty well. Otherwise, they're going to have to answer to Kenny Omega directly.
That's right. And I've wrestled that dude many times. It's not a fun time, you know?
He's putting his reputation on the line for this because he is advocating for this. I mean, I know that's got to be important. Sammy, thank you so much. AEW Blood and Guts. May 5th. Thank you so much for taking the time. Tell the people where they can find your stuff, your vlog, all that good stuff.
You can find 316 vlogs. It was 317 until I accidentally deleted one. Hopefully it'll be back up by the time this comes out. Who knows? Either way, follow me on YouTube, Sammy Guevara, and you can find me everywhere else if you just subscribe on the YouTube.
Guys, thank you all so much. Sammy, thank you all so much.
Thank you, my brother. Hopefully we'll do this again soon.
Yes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.